Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Have you ever heard of a marten? Not Martin the person, but Martin the animal. It's Wisconsin's only state endangered mammal. And now there are new efforts to protect its population. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Federal Department of the Interior has awarded the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission more than $800,000 for recovery efforts for American martens. Jonathan Pauly is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says silvicultural practices and logging within local national forests altered martens' preferred habitats.
This work is really trying to understand how do we manage habitat in a meaningful way on these working landscapes to increase marten habitat and connectivity of these different subpopulations to ensure martens are here for the foreseeable future.
Pauly says the grant money will bring together a diverse group of folks from the federal, state, tribal, and academic levels over 4 years. They'll create a forest management proposal with recommended habitat improvements for marten recovery in Wisconsin. Pauly says martens play important cultural, economic, and ecological roles, including the ability, as predators, to keep rodent populations at bay and are culturally significant to the Ojibwe or Chippewa people.
They actually live and hunt underneath that snowpack, that they can slink in and out from underneath the snow, where they can hunt all the mice that are living underneath the snow and then pop up out of the snowbank. And they have big feet, like snowshoe hares almost, where they can surf on top of the snow.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 7:15. Although New Orleans got off to a 2-7 start, I asked Matt LaFleur if they've turned things around under interim head coach Darren Rizzi.
The Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost 4 games by 3 points or less. I mean, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I would expect us to play our best ball.
NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Kroll on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing 3 in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And credit to the guards for finding us. They make it easy on us. We just got to go down there and finish. And like you said, these past 2 games we've been finishing, and hope we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Kroll. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart,
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as I said earlier, you know, things clearly for the holiday and what it means, you know, there was a battle and still, I guess, a battle over whether or not people use the verbiage Christmas. Excuse me, or holiday. I never understood why there was such a fight over what the title of a day was, because after all, it's not about, you know, the name. You know, it's, again, it's a time that people, peace on earth, goodwill to men, is what, you know, I always got from that when I was a kid. Clearly, you know, as I stated before we went on a break, the day that Christ was born is what I was taught. And, you know, and so I was around a bunch of people who believed the same thing that I believe, and we spent a lot of time in church and around a lot of people. And so Christmas had a different meaning for me. It then, you know, changed when I had my own children. And, you know, it was about making sure that, you know, they enjoyed it and, you know, and about giving things, but more than anything else, yourself. It's morphed into, you know, a big business. And so the merchants, a quarter or more than a quarter of what they sell and the money that they make throughout the entire year, sometimes a half, is on during Christmas. And so that's why you start seeing in October things coming out in the stores for Christmas. And so that's watered all of it down. I don't know. For me, it's watered it down. And so when you start seeing Christmas gifts and Christmas lights and Santa Claus in October, and it runs October, you know, and still decent The weather's still decent outside. But, you know, I'm going to spend some time on Christmas Day at the 35th Christmas Family Feast in Milwaukee, where 5,000 people are going to have a Christmas meal, a full course Christmas meal, where hundreds and hundreds of volunteers have been working feverishly since, you know, Friday to make sure that, you know, people understand the reason for the season, as they would say. And so people from all walks of life, those who, you know, middle class, some who are, you know, wealthy, some who are homeless, and all of those people gathered together. I know the man who created that. His name is Don Rosette, and he used to be at the radio station that I worked for many years ago that Willie Davis, the former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer, owned. And so he started that. He had that vision. I remember it well. And now it's grown to 5,000 meals. And just an unbelievable event that will give you chills as people from all walks of life gather together on Christmas Day and spend time with one another. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts. Good morning to you, Cassandra. How are you doing?
Hi, Earl. Merry Christmas to you.
And you as well.
Yes. Well, you know what? I am, you know, just picking up around the house and preparing for the holidays. I have two adult children and no grandbabies yet. But both of my adult children, they're working. They're busy getting their careers off the ground. And so the holiday celebration is a little different because sometimes they're working on the holidays and presents for my kids. It's not really a big deal.
Anymore. Right.
And what I'm learning for them at this phase in their lives is that my time is more important to them. Being able to listen to them, being able to help them with whatever they need, advice on relationships, careers, or whatever. And, you know, Earl, I have to just say that next year I turn the big 60, the big 60 number. And it's strange when I turn 30, 40, 50, those milestones, it didn't really bother me. But this 61, this is now where I'm really beginning to understand that appreciate my own mortality. And I know my time on this earth is limited, and I have to focus on what's important and, you know, and just make sure that I have things in order for the next generation, for my kids. So the holidays, it's not material for me. It's more about building relationships.
Let me say, you talked about reaching 60 and so, you know, I remember that time as well. I remember reading the book many years ago. I forgot who wrote the book, but I do remember something that stuck with me throughout all these years, and it said that you really don't know how to really understand this life until you hit 70. Now, I was 60 10 years ago. And And I, you know, for years I wondered, now what is this man talking about? You know, what is? But as we hit these different levels and different decades of our lives, Cassandra, things that used to matter don't matter anymore, or matter less. And as you stated, our mortality, you know, is closer, you know. And so you start realizing and being thankful for every day, right? Every day, because there's so many people who didn't get that to even make it to where you are and where I am. And so the value of each day becomes more important. And, you know, this holiday, you know, I'm going to spend the first part of it with, you know, my wife and my family. But the second half of it, I'm going to be with, you know, 5,000 people. People from all walks of life and people who are gathered for the same reason, not to have a Christmas meal, because you can just about go anywhere to get a Christmas meal. It's like Thanksgiving. We make sure that people get fed on Thanksgiving, and we make sure that people get fed on Christmas. The rest of the year, you know, you got to fend for yourself. That's the kind of society we live in. But I understand the impact of that, you know, that big 6-0, and I'm sure as we are speaking, there are people who may be in this audience who will say that they remember when they turned 70 and now they're 80 in their lives. You know, it's a different life is forever changing, and we are forever evolving. And, you know, if we don't evolve, Cassandra, we stay pat. And if you stay pat in a world that's about evolution and changing, you know, you get lost in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to bring such a heavy subject.
That's not a heavy subject. You know, it's about what it means, you know, and the holiday means, and it's changed for you, as it'll change again once you have grandchildren. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I don't pressure my kids because they're not ready, but I am looking forward to holding my first grandbaby.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. I don't have any grandchildren, and my sons are not married, and they didn't listen to me always, but they listened to me about not having children until they are married. And so, you know, I don't have to have grandchildren right now. There are many others that who need love and that you can share your love with them. So thank you very much, Cassandra. Merry Christmas to you and your family. 855-752-4842. Going to continue the subject. What does Christmas mean to you? What does this holiday mean? 855-752-4842 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. She near the cradle, not a sound, his dreams disturbing. Hush, hush, see him so gently sleeping. Hush, hush, smiling he sleeps and dreams. Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Wow. Coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did
the way
for
it
fun.
Was. Yep.
Before cell phones. And he said, well, you know, you smoked, right? I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And, you know, I got to, you know, it's Monday, so as a politrickster, you know, of the day, and this one you'll know, it's none other than the soon-to-be president of the United States, Donald Trump. And what has he done this time? Well, he vows to rename the tallest mountain in the United States. Now, you know, maybe there's nothing more important going on. You know, maybe that's where his attention, span is. But how does that even cross your mind with all of the things that are going on in the world, and you say that one of the things I want to do, you know, once I'm, you know, become president, one of the first things I want to do is change the name of the tallest mountain in the United States. So what am I talking about? President-elect Donald Trump vowed on Sunday, to rename the tallest mountain peak in the United States, the Denali, back to its former name, Mount McKinley. So Newsweek has reached out to Trump's transition team and National Park Services via email for comment after his statement on yesterday. The peak located in Denali National Park and Preserve in South Central Alaska is the tallest mountain in the U.S. with an elevation of more than 20,000 feet. It was previously named Mount McKinley in 1896 after Republican William McKinley, the 25th U.S. president, who was assassinated in 1901. Then President Barack Obama had then changed the name of the peak to Mount Denali during a 2015 trip to Alaska in an effort to recognize Alaska natives and the language they have used for centuries, you know, and the name means the High One. For years, local officials pressed the federal government to adopt Denali, since Alaska officially designated it as the Mountain Peak name in 1975. It was seen as an effort to preserve the native name, which historically had been dismissed for or completely ignored by American map makers in the 1900s. So I don't, you know, did Donald Trump, or does he want to change the name because Barack Obama decided to, you know, rename it to the Aboriginal people of Alaska, who looked at it for what it was, Mount Denali, before, you know, we came and took over Alaska and named it Mount McKinley? Is that the reason that Donald Trump wanted to change it, or was the reason that Donald Trump wanted to change it because Barack Obama, then President Barack Obama, decided to change it? If you don't know the reason, I know the reason. It's because anything that former President Barack Obama has done, Donald Trump is going to make every effort to undo. And this, as ridiculous as it sounds, for all the things that are going on, to decide that one of the first things he's going to do is rename Mount McKinley really is pretty sorry testament to what's happening in this cat's head. You know, I don't even know how that can even be one of the millionth most important things that need to be done. But it's right at the top for him. Man, find something more, you know, important to talk about, Donald Trump. There are more than enough things and issues that need to be addressed in today's world. My goodness. But changing the name of back to Mount McKinley, because former President Barack Obama changed it, is not one of them. You know, Trump, can you find something else to play with? Man, this is what we can look forward to for the next 4 years. What was going through his mind, man? All the different things that are happening. And yet on Sunday, he makes this statement out of nowhere. Well, we're gonna change the name back to Mount McKinley. And for that, Donald Trump is the politrickster of the day. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Have you ever heard of a Martin? Not Martin the person, but Martin the animal.
It's Wisconsin's only state-endangered mammal, and now there are new efforts to protect its population. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Federal Department of the Interior has awarded the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission more than $800,000 for recovery efforts for American martens. Jonathan Pauley is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says silvicultural practices and logging within local national forests altered martens' preferred habitats.
This work is really trying to understand how do we manage habitat in a meaningful way on these working landscapes to increase martin habitat and connectivity of these different subpopulations to ensure martens are here for the foreseeable future.
Pauley says the grant money will bring together a diverse group of folks from the federal, state, tribal, and academic levels over 4 years. They'll create a forest management proposal with recommended habitat improvements for martin recovery in Wisconsin. Pauley says martens play important cultural, economic, and ecological roles, including the ability, as predators, to keep rodent populations at bay and are culturally significant to the Ojibwe or Chippewa people.
They actually live and hunt underneath that snowpack, that they can slink in and out from underneath the snow, where they can hunt all the mice that are living underneath the snow and then pop up out of the snowbank. And they have big feet like snowshoe hares almost, where they can surf on top of the snow.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy, on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people are putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
But I'm so sentimental, and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am, every year, every Christmas.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Linda from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Linda. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Thank you so much for your show. I agree with the trickster, but of course he's going to do away with anything that Obama did. He's revengeful. He is just revengeful, and that he said that's what he's going to do. He's going to seek revenge, so he's going to try and do away with all of that. It's really pathetic.
We're talking about with all the things that that need to be addressed. The fact that he would even, you know, how does Mount Rush? I mean, changing, you know, Mount McKinley. Changing the name, how does that even, where does that even rank in the order of things of importance, and how does that pop in his head?
Well, I think he's got all of these bimbos doing his work for him. He's got too much time on his hands and not enough in his head to be thinking about things that really matter. He just anything he thinks of that will do away with those who came before him, especially Obama, you know, and these leaders, these wonderful leaders. He'll do. He'll try it. Getting back to, go ahead.
No, finish your statement.
Yes. I was just going to get back to you talking about Christmas, and I don't know if you want to go back to that.
Yes, go ahead.
I agree with you. I sometimes think all these displays of lights that some of these houses put together, the time, the money, the effort to just do something bigger. It's like America. Let's get bigger with it. Let's go bigger. We'll have the best. We'll have the biggest. To me, it's a waste of money and time. And I just question how much are the people who are involved in all of these things, how much are they really paying attention to the real meaning of Christmas? I just don't agree with it. The commercialization of it is just has taken over.
It clearly has. You and I remember a simpler time when, you know, it wasn't, you know, as you stated, mine has to be the biggest, the best. I have to have the biggest Christmas tree with the best lights. Now I've got to have the most gifts under the tree and all of those things. And none of those things matter. If you just in 2 days, that day will come the 25th, and all of that preparation and all of the other things that go along with it, boom, after the 25th, it's over. But I see people who will leave that stuff up until February. They'll keep the lights and they're trying to keep the spirit, but the spirit is not in things. That's not what it's about. But that's kind of the way they've kind of led us. Thank you very much, Linda, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hey, Charles, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Of course he would. He's a hateful, racist person. You'd think he'd be sitting back thinking about how much fun he's going to have with his grandkids, but I don't think he interacts with his grandkids at all. He wants to erase the first black president we ever had, but he'll never be able to. Barack Obama kept us from going into a Great Depression. That'll go down in the history books. So he's just a hateful, racist person. And if anybody think that he's not, then they better do some research on who Donald Trump and his family really is. Because like you said, you're sitting back thinking, oh, yeah, I'll do this. Like I said, instead of thinking about how he's going to enjoy the holidays with his family. I don't get it.
Or make the world a better place, or make America a better place. You don't make America a better place by renaming, you know, that tallest peak in, you know, in our nation, Mount McKinley, after a Republican president. Unless you got some real issues, man. Come on, man. How's that even enter your mind?
Like I said earlier, he's vengeful, he's hateful, and he's a racist. That's who he is. He'll go down in history, being known that he will not go down in history as a great president for this country. You know, they say that Barack Obama divided this country. The only reason they say Barack Obama divided the country is because how dare this black man come in and think he can become president? Not only did he become president once, but he won his reelection. So that's how he divided the country.
Listen.
For president and he won.
Hey, Charles, I don't disagree with you, man. Thank you very much for the call. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Well, I watched the speech, and according to him, he is building the legacy for McKinley. Because McKinley
had the tariffs,
and he collected a lot of money, and Nixon spent it. And he's going to show that the McKinley is one of the greatest presidents of United States. That's the idea. Yes, along with getting Panama Canal back to America. Yeah, that's where we're going. We're going to get the Panama
Canal. Yeah, I mean, the man, I mean... Karina, he wants the Panama Canal back. He. When he says giving it back to America, you're an American. I'm an American. What does that mean, give it back to America?
I don't know. I guess we landed it for later. I don't know. This man is an enigma. In his own crazy way. And, you know, the only thing we can do is just to watch and, you know, belt, hold on to our seats for a really exciting ride. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much. Very well said, as always, my friend. Happy holiday to you. Let's go to CJ. What's going on, CJ? You say what?
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
You as well. Girl. You as well.
And Calvin and his.
So but, you think this,
you know,
is,
as I listen to you.
You think this is an important issue?
Well, we found out through Wall Street Journal that the liberals, Biden administration, wanted to rename our warships with woke personalities, our greatest warships. So are you okay with that, Earl?
Yeah, so let me say this. Okay, first let me respond to you in this manner. What you call woke and what Donald Trump called woke is in fact the truth. So Mount McKinley was named by the United States after we took over Alaska. The people who lived there before America even came there had already had a name. And so you call that woke. You call recognizing people who were somewhere before we got there as if that's being woke. Actually, it's the truth. There were people there before we got there. The thing was already named. We changed the name. Is that being woke? By giving the people, the ancestors and the people who are still there, who recognize it as that, and that's important to them? Is that being woke? Is that a negative thing?
Your hypocrisy speaks loudly. You never answered the question, did you?
What,
are you okay with them renaming?
Absolutely. Absolutely I am. Because there was somebody and something there before we got there. Don't you understand that? America was here before we got here. Before the Europeans got here, there were people here. They had already named things. We changed all of that. You want to talk about hypocrisy? That's the hypocrisy, CJ. And you call that woke. Well, you know, my definition for woke means somebody whose eyes are open, who's perceptive, who have knowledge, people who are well-read. So I wear my woke hat and my woke shirt because I want people to know I'm woke. Yes, I'm aware. I'm perceptive. Just because you and Republicans have tried to change the definition of woke doesn't mean that I'm buying that. I'm going by the definition that's in the dictionaries.
Your weakness, and you're going to have to wait for reparations for a little while longer.
Hey, CJ, let me say this to you. Number one, there should be reparations because what this nation did is horrific. Maybe you don't think it is, but the rest of the world and historians know it was horrific. But nobody's asking for reparations. Oh, that's right. Donald Trump was asking for reparations for white people who got discriminated against in universities. Do you remember that, CJ? I got a great memory. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Oh, white privilege is really dripping this morning, isn't it? Holy cow. Yeah, you know, I would like to take a big bucket of cold ice water and pour it on CJ and say, guess what, CJ? That's woke. That's being woke up.
Hey, man, woke.
Because you're an idiot when they go and try to change the name of inclusivity of all people, which is what Christ would have wanted, by the way, to being woke.
Yes.
It's really, really ridiculous. They change definitions of words. It's disgusting. I do hope that this is the most damage that Donald Trump does, though, as he becomes president, is changing names of things. So I hope, you know, everybody out there, like I said, they have all three branches of government now. CJ, you're not going to have anyone else to be able to call in and blame the Dems and blame the liberals and blame this and that. You got all three branches of government, dude. So you go ahead and keep calling in. Hopefully we'll hold your feet to the fire as the unemployment rate goes up and as inflation goes up and eggs go up and gasoline goes up. And then we will see exactly what's going on with your president, with this president, with that president. I'm so sick of him. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Happy holiday to you, man. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue it on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Covering the games and biggest sports news. Listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. He would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Erling Room Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. Happy holidays to you. really quickly, if memory serves, Barack Obama actually left the church where Reverend Wright used to be at, and there was a reason for that. And
I know why he left. You know why he left?
Yeah, and he was also.
You know why he left?
Yes, because Wright had said horrible things for multiple decades. He's tied with Louis Farrakhan. There's no denying, and that's why Obama eventually he had to walk away from that church, but he was still in that church for 20-some-odd years.
Okay, so let me ask you, David. So you say Jeremiah Wright said some horrible things. Did horrible things happen in this country, Dave, to people of color?
Yes.
Okay, I know where you don't want to go, but I'm not going to let you say they said horrible things and then not admit that these horrible things happened.
Called Jews a gutter religion. I repeat, that's what they said at that church.
Hey, David, that is racist. Hey, David, you know, let me say this. This is a racistic society. I don't agree with any of that. But would you admit this is a racistic society?
I would say there are some people, yes, that are racist.
Okay.
The society. I think as a society, there are more good people than bad people. Yes. I do believe in that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you know, listen, as a person of color who knows the history of this nation and who even sees things even today, the celebration of doing away with DEI. Well, we have to do away with that because there's something seriously wrong with doing what? with saying that our nation should represent the breakdown of the people who are here, and saying that, you know, people of color and different people are human beings, they're Americans just the same. And to live in a society that has refused to treat people equitably and evenly is what we're talking about. And so the nation has refused to do that. And so DEI and affirmative action came into existence. Our government realized the wrong that it had done, and it tried to make amends. And so now that's all thrown out the window. And so people like me, who make up 12% of the population of the nation, are told that we're not going to do anything to make sure that things are going to be equitable in this country again. How do you think I feel?
Well, I know how I feel, and I see what's going on in campuses, and I see the chanting of death to Israel on a regular basis.
Hey,
I see it at UW-Milwaukee. Let me finish.
No, hey, David, here's the difference. Let me tell you what the difference is. Because whatever it is those people are chanting, those are people from all different racial backgrounds. Okay? Okay, and so what has happened to black people in this country was solely because they were black. We don't have to, go back to the history of what our nation has been and continues to be, David.
You know, apparently you're a little clueless as to where I'm coming from.
No, I know where you're coming from. I'm talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion that has been removed. Because what? Because white people are saying it's discriminatory towards us. And so for the people who've been discriminated against for generations, for decades, for centuries, we have to accept that. Why? Because people were trying to do what's right. And it was overturned by a segment of people who felt that they were being discriminated against. So those of you who we know historically have been discriminated against, be damned, because we feel like we've been discriminated against. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I will see you guys on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach on Madnair On Air. See you guys later.
Dramatics, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for all the lovely years that we've been together. Let's stay together.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue.